This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a tired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Who saw who in their birthday suit and what were they doing? 844-999-OLA.
I appreciate this comment that came in, and it kind of touches on two things. I think you'll appreciate it at the end. It says, I won't ever sleep naked because of a family trip to California when I was a kid. We're staying at my grandparents' place, and a fire broke out. So we all ran outside and saw both of my grandparents naked. The fireman said he hates nighttime house fires because someone is always naked. I never thought about it, but he's right.
Yeah.
Like every time, like, oh, no, not 3 in the morning.
Didn't you have a smoke alarm go off in the building you were staying in? And
He wasn't quite naked, but, yeah, this is, I don't know, 250 apartments, and the fire alarm went off, and it's everyone in the building. It's two different towers, and everyone got out pretty orderly. But, again, this is in the middle of the night. Luckily, I stay up kind of late, but still, it's maybe 45 degrees outside. It's not freezing, but it's not warm. So most people, because, again, it's the smoke detector slash fire alarm. This is not the towering inferno. There was no heat. No one saw flames. I think inevitably it was like smoke in someone's kitchen. But everyone understanding that, grab like a sweatshirt, pajama pants, whatever it is. And there's one dude down there. And I could hear him behind me, but I hadn't seen him. And he just keeps saying the same thing. Like, hey, anyone have an extra pair of pants? I have a sweatshirt. And then his voice is getting louder. Does anyone have an extra pair of pants, a sweatshirt? Not only is he the only person out of all these people standing outside in their underwear, this is a grown-ass man wearing tighty-whities. And it's not like he was 85 years old. Just a pair of tighty-whities. And the only thing I remember, other than feeling bad for the guy, it was weird. He was fairly hairless, but he's one of those dudes who had this massive patch of hair at the small of his back. And, like, I couldn't stop looking at it as he was going down the line asking for something.
You shaved that.
My good Lord.
Who saw who in their birthday suit, and what were they doing? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rich. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, afternoon, guys. It's your driver for Lion Pride Music here.
Oh, no.
What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well,
so
sir.
My story is we're on Hartstein Island a couple decades ago, and me and a guy and two gals were out swimming in the bay. We were skinny dipping. Well, they had a big party going on. They had a blender with margaritas. Well, I took the blender pitcher because it was full of margaritas. So we go out there, and the guy looks at me and says, I dare you to walk up there naked. I said, huh. So I put on a Hawaiian shirt. I go marching up. Now, there's about 50 to 100 people on this deck. Anyway, I go marching up to the deck, and I got the blender pitcher. Well, the guy who was running the show, the party, saw that, and he saw I had the blender, and he comes up, he starts grabbing my shoulder and starts shaking me. Like, there's the pitcher. He's getting mad at me, right? Well, he doesn't realize I don't have anything on. Everybody starts laughing. Well, I'm kind of swinging in the wind there, and I just have this S-eating grin on my face, and he's shaking me and shaking me. And finally, he looks around and sees everybody. He looks down and goes, oh, Jesus.
Rich, I'm going to tell you this right now. I've met you. I like you. If I saw you with no pants on, I would not be laughing.
And Rich, I like you, and I know you too. And I don't think you own a shirt that's not a Hawaiian shirt, so that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody.
Well, the pants part surprised him a bit.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, hope to see you guys at Red Fest.
Yeah,
looking
man.
Forward to it.
Oh, yeah, count on it, man. I will say this about Rich. We saw him a couple of weeks ago, right? Gives us a ride down the big concert at the end of the summer. And we're all, it's incredible because somehow it works on him. Dude had the tie-dye polo shirt.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it, but on him, you're like, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He is that guy.
Who saw who in their birthday suit, and what were they doing? 844-999-OLA.
Here's the real question. Are you taking a free margarita from naked, you know, Rich there is not wearing pants, but he's got that picture of margaritas?
Yes, I am. Because if he's in that state of mind, whatever's in the margaritas is a good time.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like, it's margaritas. I'm like, yeah.
Send it over.
Give me pants this guy every time. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, God, it must have been 15 years ago. I had just gotten home from school early, and I wanted to scare the hell out of my mom. So I went into her bedroom, hit on the side of the bed, and then next thing I know, I see her shadow. So I get ready, and then I see her, and I pounce. I jump out, and I scare the crap out of her. Next thing I know, her towel dropped. She had just gotten out of the shower. And it got to me so bad that my nose started bleeding. I'm not sure if it was from the stress or what, but it was bad.
I mean, is your mother Godzilla? I mean, not like I want to see my mother naked, but I don't know. I don't know that my nose would start bleeding like a horror movie.
No. I mean, it wasn't much, but, you know, it still bled. Scared the hell out of me. Scared the hell out of her.
Did your mom ever let you live that one down, or is that a story she still brings up?
No, we never spoke of it since.
All right. Okay. Proper.
I don't care who you are. If someone sees you naked and their nose bleeds, it's going to kind of wreck your ego.
I told you I kind of got caught once with something in my hand in the basement. And my mom always worked, so it was very odd that she was home in the afternoon. And she, like, looks at the basement window. I like, cover up as quick as I can and then run upstairs just like I was itching something. And she, same thing. I don't know. I don't know what you were doing to yourself. I don't want to know.
Dude.
And I was 13. I'm 38. We have never, ever spoken of it.
You can't do it.
Why would you bring it up?
In front of a window. You can't do it in
front
of...
Well, no, I'm just saying... Well, you're right. But you're
in front of a window. Any window.
I was just, you know, at that age, that's what you do. You get home.
I used to have a roommate. His nickname was Oz. And Oz was a fairly decent guy. I've never seen anyone... get to the point you were at, Ted, as quickly as this guy. I'm dating this woman. We live together. He is in his bedroom down the hall, fully clothed. I poke my head in his bedroom and I say, hey, man, we're going to go out and grab lunch, whatever the case was. He's like, all right, cool. I walk out the front door. As soon as I get out the front door, I realize, oh, crap, man, I locked the door. I don't have my keys. Knock on the door, no answer. I go around my bedroom window. It's a street level apartment. I climb in, grab my keys, circle back around. When I walk back into the living room, which is where the front door is, the TV is now on. It was not on when I left. Keep in mind, this is how long it took. Closed the door, forgot my keys, climbed it, maybe 90 seconds total. The TV's on, but now there's snow on the screen, right? Like Poltergeist. The VCR's flashing, and he's sitting on the sofa in a blue bathrobe. Keep in mind, he was fully clothed when I left. He's sitting there in a blue bathrobe. He's acting like he's reading a book, which I know he was not. And the problem was, let's just say the berries dipped below the bathrobe. And I just looked at him, and he's like, oh, hey, man. I was like, what are you doing, man?
I'm never sitting on that couch again.
Dude, I mean, I was gone for 90 seconds. I was out of the house. Okay. He got undressed, put on the porn, sat down, and got to business. And I couldn't believe he wore a robe to do it. I'm like, is this some formal occasion?
You know, comfortable.
I guess, man. Good Lord. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it was actually just this past weekend. I was at a Renaissance fair, and I was partying at one of the camps because it was one that you camp at, not just like one of the day trip ones. Just minding our own businesses, you know, drinking a little bit, having some fun. And then just out of nowhere, two of these guys just come running through this tent, just naked, just completely head to toe, nothing on.
No, wait, you mean your tent? Like the tent you brought with you?
It wasn't like, it was more like a gazebo pop-up tent style. That's okay. Where we were partying at. That way we had a little bit of shade during like the hot days that normally happen.
So there's no real sides on it. It's more just a top that you can get under.
But did any of you...
Exactly.
Did any of you know the naked dudes would come running in?
Absolutely not. But apparently they were also had been doing this throughout most of the park, because about 5 minutes later, security came dropping by our tent asking to see where they were.
Is that a debaucherous weekend if you head to the Renaissance Fair, where it's one where you spend the night?
Yeah, it's definitely one where you spend the night.
Okay.
It's gotta be.
I mean, look, man, it doesn't matter if you go to Comic-Con. It doesn't matter what kind of festival you go to. I have stayed in a hotel where festivals were going on, and I could not go to sleep.
Right.
I think it was Comic-Con, because the room next door, they were throwing down.
When those festivities end, like when the technical part of those things end and everyone goes to the hotel room, it is like bedlam.
And they were having so much fun in there, I couldn't even complain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, look, I get it. It's a festival weekend. I'm just going to have to figure out a way to go to sleep. I turn the TV on, turn up the volume a little bit, put my hand on the covers and try to just, you know, work my way through it.
I'd knock on the door and hop in. I will say this. I don't know much about the Renaissance lifestyle. And because I'm a modern guy at the tip of the spear, I just started watching Game of Thrones. Based on what I've seen on Game of Thrones, being naked is the norm. I mean, just everyone's naked. And when I say everyone, guys, don't get excited. I mean, everyone.
What do you think of ye olde turkey leg?
All the
time. Thank you, right? That's the after-hours turkey leg.
After
hours. Hey, mama. Who in their birthday suit, and what were they doing? 844-999.
I'm going to use that as a pickup line.
Turkey leg.
Hey, mama, want to see some after-hours turkey leg?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So my story is, me and my roommate decided for my 28th birthday to do a 24-hour drinking session.
Always the best idea.
And to add on my New Year's, baby. So usually my parties go from New Year's Eve into New Year's.
Okay.
So we do that. We drink all day. We figure, you know, we'll try to keep it easy. A little easy, you know, drink beer throughout most of the day. About dinner time, people start buying drinks and shots for us. Story short, eventually about midnight hits, a little after, I pass out. Somebody comes, pulls me out of my room. No, you got to keep going. And I'm in my boxers. And I'm standing there, I'm like, oh, you wouldn't come out if you're naked. I'm like, bet you otherwise. Drop trowel and just walk through the party.
Well, at that point in time, you probably didn't care.
Yeah, I mean, once you're at that point. You know. I know I was naked on a security camera once, staying at a hotel. There were two doors to get in and out of this room, kind of a balcony. The door closed behind me. I thought it was locked. Fast forward. The door was not locked. I went around to the wrong door. But anyway, I ended up peeing in a palm tree that was under a surveillance camera. And it's one of those moments where you're kind of like blackout. You think you're in the bathroom. And I kind of come to, and I'm butt naked, peeing in the palm tree. The camera's right there. Now I'm locked out. I'm knocking on the door. The first words I hear were you peeing in a plant? I'm like, no. Yes. Like, just let me in. So I go around, get in the room. Anyway, wake up the next morning. And not only was the door not locked, it was a sliding glass door. It was still open. Just the curtain was locked.
You couldn't even get into an open door.
I went to the wrong door. I mean,
do you think the people at the hotel saw you? Because it was a small hotel.
It was a very small hotel. It only has 9 rooms. And it's one of those things where I'm 100% positive that the guy that worked security, that one specific overnight security guard, I'm positive he saw it, not because he ever said anything, but the first time I saw him that morning, there's just a way that you get a look from someone else that says, you know, like, I know what you did last night. I'm not mad, but I know. And I was on my best behavior after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially at hotels.
I felt bad. I mean, it wasn't intentional. And I'm sure if you watch the video, he's like, this guy's an idiot. He's not being bad. He's stupid.
Who saw who in their birthday suit, and what were they doing? You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Who saw who in their birthday suit and what were they doing? Here come those emails from the Men's Room at MensRoomLive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, a couple weeks ago, I had a few friends over for drinks and the games, and the alcohol was definitely flowing. We picked up a half gallon of Everclear, and within a couple of hours, it was gone. Myself, my wife, and my two friends were all naked at some point in the night. Don't remember most of it, just remember that all three of us saw each other's junk, and at some point, condoms got brought out. There was no sex, thankfully. We were all too drunk, but what a night.
Well, let's see.
What a night. Your wife and your two friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see everyone's junk. So does that mean that there were three naked dudes and your wife, and then the condoms got brought up?
That's what I'm getting out of this.
I'm just saying, Craig, that's what I get out of that email.
Well, that's why Craig said, thankfully.
Yeah. Thankfully.
While at work one day, I got a call from a topless woman. I got a call for a topless woman. Ooh. At a park.
How did he know she was topless?
Well, I think he's an officer of the law. On my way to the park, the dispatcher then says, the large woman is now naked walking in the park. I arrived in the parking lot to see this rather large naked woman on her back in the parking lot doing what she was doing in front of an entire park full of people. Things you just can't unsee. Rock on, guys. Name withheld.
Why do you want to be a cop? I will repeat this until the day I die.
Beers, buds, and bitches. Bitches back in prison after we take a shower. We had a game we played while you were driving off before getting clothed. You would start gyrating your hips and doing the helicopter. And then start yelling someone's name and tell them to come here right away. When they would turn the corner and see you gyrating the helicopter blade, no hands, we would call them then a derogatory name and laugh about the look on their face. The things you do when you get bored and there's only men around. Good times, bitches. That from Pork. I guess if, you know, if you're a car surgeon, man.
Yeah, I guess.
You're going to make your own entertainment. Do we have any comments?
Let's see. I like this one. I can kind of relate. It says, passed out from a wild night in the back of a Toyota pickup. I was naked, feet dangling out of the open tailgate. This was an older community. On a Sunday morning, I woke up around 11 a.m. after everyone left for church, including the parents of the family I was with. Ooh. Oh, good times.
Guys, I finally remembered. Happy 21st birthday to my nephew, Christian. We listen to you guys every time we work together, and he always says that no one would ever ask for a birthday shout-out from him. So here you go, Christian, with some Dirty Germans, please.
Yeah, Christian, tonight when we are done, you would not live up to your name.
Ah, so you have to convert to something else when you play with the German devil.
Yeah, what's his name? What's the German devil? No, that's the Santa. Kraken? Kraken? No.
Oh, Krampus.
Krampus.
Yeah, it's the Krampus.
Yeah, Krampus.
It's in Germany, even Santa's evil.
Guys, our pizza kitchen used to listen to the men's room while we prepped fresh veggies on the weekdays. We've all gone our own separate ways since then, but our beloved superstar Jay finally turns 21 years old. So could he please have some Dirty Germans talking about pizza and maybe some input from Ted from Melbourne? She was recently down under. Thanks, guys. That from Jack.
Yeah, without question, I like pie, but I'll be honest, no vegetables, all meat.
Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. It's funny, I used to work at a pizza shop. Maybe come over here and roll out my dough.
Yeah, same color and texture.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in flour.
It's like human putty.
Guys, it's my brother Andy and buddy Tim's birthday. Two birthdays. So how about your penis is too small, an original fish sandwich, and the Dirty Germans talking about pulling Tim's wires. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, I feel a little more Canadian. I want to pull Tim's bits.
Yeah, so you know, one time I got the wires crossed when I was pulling them, and yeah, things ended up dirty.
Yeah, just once in college.
Oh, I didn't realize I was pulling his wire.
Oh.
Hello, gentlemen. Another set of twins here, at least on the birthday front. My twin sisters, Olivia and Maggie, turned 24 years old today. Olivia is an avid listener and would love to celebrate with Coach Ted talking her through grad school. Maggie doesn't listen, so don't give her anything. Happy birthday, girls. Love you. That from Sarah Ann.
First of all, it's both their birthdays, so I just want to remind, wake up, Maggie. I think I have something to say to you. Now, moving on. Grad school, congratulations. You've crossed one hurdle in this life. Now you need the next one. And when you're done with that, you're going to have that big degree and a big old debt. So get after it.
A big old debt?
You know, Coach Smith coaches a high level, maybe college, but he clearly didn't go to one.
He's smart enough not to be in debt.
Right? I'm giving your state's money. I'm the damn football coach.
Guys, love the show and would love it if you'd wish my hubby John a happy birthday and have the Dirty Germans talk about working with heavy equipment, if you could, please.
Yeah, I know plenty about working with heavy equipment, thanks to my time with Big Sheila.
Yeah, so I don't call it heavy equipment, it's just my brother.
I just want to wish a happy birthday to my wonderful girlfriend, Lacey, with no E. Love you, babe. Hope you had a great day with your ladies. Have the Dirty Germans talk about farming alpacas. Cheers, guys. That from Craig.
Yeah, you know what, alpaca.
Yeah, so you know, it's no jokes. Jokes aside, it's like I'm very happy you're farming these alpacas. Some people like llamas. Yeah, alpacas much better.
Yeah, why do people like alpacas so much?
Yeah, because they don't spit on you like this llama.
Ah, or you like know, me.
I don't know. I just had an interaction with an alpaca. I liked it more.
Really?
Yeah, comfortable.
Or did you ever, see, look, something's going weird. Side note. I fell in love with a donkey named Pokey. I can't explain it. I even have no shame in that. Robin texted me, I guess it was last weekend or something. Made friends with a goat. Mm-hmm. But don't do it. And now you have an alpaca.
I was just once at like a pet and fair.
Pet and fair.
Sorry. I don't know why I got like the
go down and pet and fair.
This is back to the cuddling thing you go to that I didn't know either.
Cuddling and petting.
Well, cuddle puddles place? Are a little more common than.
Cuddle puddle?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's called a cuddle puddle.
In some circles.
Oh, boy.
Olovich is a longtime listener. Love your all's faces. Celebrating the good old 30 today. Can I get some German thrill and Coach Ted telling me how great this decade will be? Maybe a little angry bagel guy, if you can. That from Stag. Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, the thing about this decade, you can no longer get to it with the excuses you had in your 20s. But everything else about it, everything you learned in your 20s, yeah, you actually apply it now, and it is good.
First of all, Stag, strong name, no stags. Second of all, the 30s are a great decade. Now, he's right, hangover's going to hurt worse, but you're going to be smarter about it, for the most part. Also, you'll learn simple things. Like maybe no more hammered pizza rolls at 2 a.m. and you got rid of the indigestion. Now get out there and be 30.
Or eating Cheetos, say, in hotel room.
Well, that still happens. I mean, some people are just 30s. Oh, no, I'm tight.
Can I say it's my fiance's 31st birthday. His name is Spencer. He loves your show and always listens to you guys on his way home from work. He's driving home right now, and I would love it if you guys would give him a birthday shout-out. Thanks, guys. That from Caitlin. Give him your penis is too small, if we could, please. Birthday wish my longtime buddy Ryan, a.k.a. Tuna Can Sam. Can he get a your penis is too small? And the dirty Germans telling him not to worry about the length of his unit when it's built like a tuna can. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you should worry about that.
Yeah, what I like is just how your friends are so original. You have this nickname. I don't know how you got it.
Yeah, I'm going to call you Star-Kissed, Charlie Tuna, Bumblebee.
Yeah, what was that tuna's name? Yeah, Charlie.
Charlie Tune. That's what I call him, Charlie Tune. Hey, I'm Charlie.
That's a better call. Go by Charlie.
Hello, gentlemen. A woman. Today is my big brother Mark's 40th birthday. Can he please get a sup at a suck it up cupcake and a your penis is too small from Sis Monica?
So suck it up, cupcake.
Guys, today is my hubby Steve's 55th birthday. We're longtime listeners. Even named our cats Miles and Thrill. LOL. Can my man please get an original fish sandwich and Al hitting the window and those wonderful dirty Germans talking about keeping it exciting in your 50s? That from Holly.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, based on the new movie coming out, it's easy to keep it excited in your 50s. He will show up with red balloon and terrify you.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, my apologies. I must have missed the part for your Canadian animal, Ted.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's true to life. Thrills, your cat is always angry. Miles, your cat is just kind of creepy staring at you.
Yeah, maybe one day you'll step up and buy a dog. Say, I have name for it.
Yeah, name that Mike.
All right, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Couple extras here. The subject is a kangaroo. We're saying, hey, can you eat a kangaroo? Can you have kangaroo steak?
Well, do people eat it? I'm sure you could.
You can indeed buy kangaroo to eat. There's a website called Fossil Farms, and they specialize in just exotic meat. Buffalo, duck, alligator, ostrich, etc. It's pricey, but it looks good. Actually, was it today in the office that you pulled up those kangaroo steaks?
Oh, yeah.
They look fantastic.
And everything looked really good. And the one that blew me away was, what is it called, Alpha Gal? Alpha Gal. She's like, what's that? I said, I don't know. Miles, you have the friend who got bitten by a tick. Yeah, he got that weird thing where now he's allergic to red meat.
And pork.
And pork. They have the meat products that he can eat without having to eat vegetables.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Sir, dude, these guys are, it's crazy when you go through everything they have, what they think about as far as how to do it, what they provide to people. Like, that joint is legit.
I'm listening to him that link so he knows.
You should,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. A spider in my cake is the subject. Heard what you guys said about the huntsman spiders. I lived in the outback in Australia. Get out of here. You get free blooming onions that way.
You do.
One day my friend told me there was a giant huntsman in my fridge. I almost vomited. We hauled it out. Okay, he held it out. He hauled it out. I kept eating my lamington cakes that were in there.
Oh.
Next day I told the guys in the hostel about the spider and wondered how it got inside our refrigerator. One of the guys worked in a supermarket. He said they get in the baked goods all the time.
Ah.
It was sealed in the cakes. Everyone screamed, I can't eat layered cakes anymore.
That is not okay. Chris. That's not okay.
And now one more, guys. I have a story in regards to your question, what ate what, or something to that extent. A few years ago, I was working at the Everett Boeing plant in a bay where we were fixing a South Carolina screw-up 787. I was walking toward the tool room when I saw people looking up and pointing. An eagle was on the beam destroying a pigeon. There were feathers floating everywhere in a big blood splatter coming down the top of the plane, down onto the tail end of the door. Had to get hazmat out to clean up the mess. That is a doomed plane. Fly Airbus. Name withheld. There you go.
Brutal.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Fucking Charles Rycastle in the house. All right, sir.
This is kind of like those creepy listeners that name their cats after you two. These are...
take that as an honor.
Look, imagine if you walked into somebody's house and be like, this is my cat. His name is Miles.
But if you say it like that, it wouldn't matter if you said, would you like some ice cream? You should be creeped out.
Would you like some ice cream?
It's only creepy if it's a hairless cat.
My cat.
Didn't you have a goat named after you that was slaughtered?
Yeah,
I think we all did at some point.
No, we each had a goat named after us, and my goat was slaughtered.
Correct.
Racism. It's a lot of
slaughtered or murdered by another animal?
Murdered by a coyote.
Murdered.
All right. I think. Or a pack of coyotes. Like the whole throat was slit on
the
thing.
They sent me a picture.
It's like a horror movie. You know the black goat's going to die first.
Right.
Right. Horribly, tragically.
Star Trek.
Bloodily, gorily.
Horror movies.
Right. Absolutely. So these bands were inspired in some way by another band and adopted a lyric or a song title from these bands as the name for their band.
If you write the song and then a band says, hey, we came up with a band name based on a song you wrote.
Right.
Are you happy about it or are you insulted?
I think it depends on the band, and I think if they're paying like some sort of homage to them, I think that's cool.
And sometimes
but
it
if
happens.
It's just a blatant ripoff, then maybe not so much. I mean, we had talked a little bit today about one band who got their...
Did you put them on the list?
They're not on the list. Who got their name from a Alice in Chains song.
Yes!
But they say that they don't.
I know
which is
they
why
said
I did not put them on
don't.
The list.
Yeah, a lot of these are a little bit obscure.
A lot of these are a little more obscure.
I was born half goat. You can say anything you want. They took the name from an... No, I actually was.
We had Sean in from Seether at one point in time. Yeah, I had to get the name Seether, and it was actually a Veruca Salt song.
Veruca Salt song, yeah.
In the early 90s, and that's how they named their band.
They came along and covered Seether, the song Seether, later on. Seether did Seether.
And he's one of the few white African-Americans I met.
That's true.
He is.
He's a
white African-American.
He's from Africa.
He's a white guy from South Africa now has American citizenship. Mm-hmm. He is actually an African-American.
These are 10 bands that got their names French from other bands and people's songs.
Yes.
On Sit and Spin. Yeah.
Number 10.
Now, are you saying Nazareth named themselves after this as opposed to, say, I don't know, the place Jesus was born?
Is that what the other Nazareth was?
Yes.
Because somebody had mentioned that there was another famous Nazareth, but I had never heard of it before.
Northern Israel, yeah.
But Nazareth, the band, said that's where they got the name of the song.
Absolutely.
That's where they got the name of the band.
Probably because everyone else assumed, like, the only other time I'd heard Nazareth was from the Bible, right? So I guess they're like,
is that
what
it's from?
Something like
they also said, love hurts, son of a bitch.
You're right. On an album called Hair of the Dog. Okay, maybe it was not the Nazareth we heard.
They couldn't name it, Now You're Messing with a Son of a Bitch, because I don't think anyone played the single.
Right.
We'll call it something completely different and see if they will anyway. 10 bands that got their names from other band songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Well, that my cutie called a carabao. She left her east side room so drab.
This one's pretty cool. Anybody, any ideas what the band is here?
No. It's Elvis, right?
No. This is the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band.
How did you not know that, Miles?
Right. And the song is Death Cab for Cutie.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
They're kind of singing it.
Do you think they wanted us to know that? They're probably like, oh, dude.
No one was ever supposed to hear that.
I will say, I was always intrigued by the name. Now I know.
10 bands have got their names from other band songs on Sit and Spin.
Number 8.
Giant slips are what you take. Walking on the moon. I'm
The band is Walk on the Moon. The song is the Police song, Walking on the Moon.
I didn't know there was a band called Walk on the Moon.
Boom.
Why does Sting always sing like he ate a really spicy piece of chicken?
It's from tantric sex.
Oh, six good. Hours.
10 bands, they got their names
six
from other
hours.
Bands.
No workout. Number 7.
Band name themselves after anything.
It's pretty surprising. Actually, no, this is not on the list. I just wanted to play Poison for sure.
I hate you so much.
No, it is on the list. But you're not going to believe it. The band is At the Drive-In.
Yeah.
Which is not a band you would ever associate with the band Poison.
But they admitted, like they said out loud, that this was the song that inspired them.
Yes, I believe At the Drive-In, part of that became the Mars Volta. I mean, these are not, not a band that you would go, hey, you know who they like? Ricky Rocket is a great drummer. You know?
10 bands got their names from other band songs. On
Number 6. I don't know.
This one's a little more complicated. The song is from New Order, and the song is called Crystal. But technically, the band got their name from the video for Crystal, which features a fictional band called The Killers.
Ah, okay.
Huh, interesting.
There you go.
Okay, right. 10 bands. Yeah. Got their names from other bands.
We're learning stuff today.
Wow. Good, no kidding.
Number 5.
Is this where Simple Minds got their names?
This is where Simple Minds got their names.
Well done.
Bowie's The Gene Genie. The lyric is, he's so simple-minded, he can't drive his module.
His module?
Right.
Man, oh man, which they got sexy lyrics.
Which I believe is a radio board op.
I see.
Hey, mama, hop on my module.
10 bands got their names from other band songs.
Number 4.
Radiohead.
Poppy.
I thought it was the dream we all had.
It's a Radiohead from a Talking Head song.
Talking Heads, Radiohead.
Huh.
Radiohead.
Okay. 10 bands got their names from other band songs.
A lot of that.
On Good Spin.
Number 3.
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Actually, you know this came up. Gaga. I read this. I guess, what was it like? Her manager was. Basically, they got autocorrected. And it was something about Radio Gaga, and it came back Lady Gaga, and that's what you took the name.
Serendipity.
These are 10 bands that got their names from other band songs on Sit and Spin.
Did you mean Lady Gaga?
Number 2.
Well, my mother told my father.
Mamas and papas.
Before I was born. Got a boy child coming, gonna be,
he
gonna be a rolling stone.
There it is.
Yeah.
Muddy Waters?
Yeah. And the band was The Doors. No, it's the Rolling Stones.
These are 10 bands that got their names from other band songs, and we have made it to number 1.
Number 1.
Well, Frankie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best friends.
Now, you know that Rob Halford was a folk music fan. I mean, he covered a Joan Baez song. Right?
You know how hard of a sell that is in a band that wears black other than Spike. Like, fellas, Joan Baez.
Bob Dylan was the inspiration for Judas Priest.
Bob Dylan wrote the lyric, Judas Priest.
Damn.
There you go. The Ballad of Frankie Lee and Judas Priest.
Thank you, Ryan Castle. That's you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
In 5 minutes, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first,
we're full of useless information. And you have far too many brain cells not to let us kill a few. So lend an ear while the men's room shares what you don't need to know.
Times change, and so does our perception of what's fair game in comedy. Now, plenty of comedies were made in the 70s and 90s or 80s just could not be made today based on one reason. They don't fit the common thing because they would be just a little bit too offensive, so they say. So someone made a list of 30 movies that can never be made now. And here are the 12 highlights for you. Okay. We will start with 1989. We mentioned this before, the movie Heathers. Yes. A disturbed teen tries to blow up his school. We know how this one couldn't be made today because of the failed attempts to air Heathers as a television show. So Heathers is number 12 on the list. At number 11, 16 Candles. Made in 1984, there is a Chinese exchange student named Long Duck Dong. And it only gets more racist from there. And in fact, the actor who played Long Duck Dong, Getty Wannabe, said that while he found it funny at the time, he still had tons of people confront him and say how upset they were with his character.
But also, I think he's Japanese. Ranatabi is a Japanese name, not a Chinese name.
More movies that never could be made today. Revenge of the Nerds from 1984. The subplot where the lead nerd tricks a sorority girl into having sex with him by wearing a mask her boyfriend had been wearing earlier.
Darth Vader mask. Remember that? Yeah.
These days we call that rape, but in the movie she falls in love with him because the sex is so good.
I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go to 1983, the movie Mr. Mom. The premise is just dated. What if a man stayed at home with his kids while the wife went to work? That's not exactly a wild concept anymore.
Wait a minute. They do that with sitcoms all the time. Right? Your average, the dad's the bumbling fool. Yeah. I mean, come on.
The movie is Zapped from 1982. A young Scott Baio uses telekinesis to look up girls' skirts. They're saying that that would not fly at all.
Wait, if that's the plot, I can see that. Like, wait a minute. That's not a side thing. That's just his deal.
These are 12 comedies that can never be made today. We go to The Toy in 1982. The premise involves a rich white man buying a black man to be his son's toy. The writer said he thought the racial element would work because, quote, Richard Pryor in a box can be kind of funny. But, of course, the movie actually uses its premise to confront and combat racism. But these days, people wouldn't look at the message. They would just look, hey, rich white guy buys black guy and immediately call for a boyfriend.
There was a message.
There was an ending to that movie. I just watched it.
It's a great movie, actually.
Racism.
Yeah. The next movie is Partners from 1982. It's about a straight cop being paired with a gay cop, and its representation of gays is so bad, the original script had the gay cop wanting to kill himself because his life was so sad.
Jeez, man.
Comedies that can never be made today. Porky's from 1981. High school boys make a peephole so they can watch girls shower. Even back then, Siskel and Ebert called it out for its treatment of women. Even then, in 1981. Number four on the list, The Life of Brian. From 1979, it's a satirical take on the life of Jesus Christ, but people take religion very seriously, and they don't like to laugh about it. This one was even controversial when it came out, and there were protests and outrages around the world. Number three, Manhattan. This is a terrible one from 79. One of its core relationships is between Woody Allen's character in his 40s and his younger girlfriend who's 17. It was inspired by Woody's relationship with a 17-year-old girl in real life named Stacy. Number two is Silver Streak. Richard Pryor, Gene Wilder in blackface to look like a young black man in the mid-70s. Mm-hmm. Can do blackface. And number one, Blazing Saddles from 1974.
Oh, yeah.
The N-word is thrown around with heedless abandon in the opening scene. And, of course, where are the white women at? Mel Brooks has admitted that it couldn't be made now. Quote, we've become stupidly politically correct, which
sorta
is the death of comedy. All right, Wobbin, we made it to drink attack.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified woman from Lockport, New York, not far from our friends at WCMF in Rochester. This woman completed the very mundane task of grocery shopping last Friday, went to Tops Market, bought whatever she bought, then returned to her car to load the groceries. That's when things got weird. She opened the tailgate of her truck and noticed a dead man inside of the bed of her truck. She does not know who the dead guy was, when or how he ended up in her truck. She called the cops, and now the cops are investigating. You go to the grocery store. You just want to load your groceries because that's the normal thing. And you go, there's a dead stranger in my vehicle.
How did that happen so fast?
I just don't know. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola! Let's get a contestant live for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.